That's not how this works. Wired forced to retract smear of free speech-friendly platform Substack. By Alim Bokhari on June 9, 2022. Wired, a formerly nonpartisan but now wildly left-wing tech outlet, had to retract a false claim it made about the newsletter platform Substack after it was called out on Twitter by Substack's head of comms, Lulu Cheng Meserday. The leftist tech publication falsely claimed that Substack actively recruits and pays extremists. The claim was made in an article about how to migrate your content away from Substack, the latest in a stream of hit pieces about the platform from Wired, including the tenuous promise of the Substack dream and Substack is now a playground for the deplatformed. The latest smear had to be retracted following a thorough takedown by Substack's VP of Communications, who pointed out that Wired could not cite a single example of an extremist recruited by the platform. I previously wrote about the establishment media's backlash against Substack, which is most likely driven by the threat the newsletter platform poses to the traditional media business model. Thanks to Substack and other paid newsletters, writers and journalists have the opportunity to make more money by freeing themselves from the shackles of editors and going independent. Not only that, but Substack is not dependent on ad revenue and therefore cannot be pressured by the threat of leftist boycott campaigns. Nor is Substack particularly affected by the menace of social media censorship or app store blacklisting, because stories are delivered directly to the email inboxes of subscribers. All told, it's a nightmare for the pro-censorship establishment media, which is presumably why they are relentlessly attacking it. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. Follow him on Twitter at @libertarianblue.